Everybody to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us this week. A little bit of a recap of last week. We talked about grocery store shopping, the psychology on the layouts of grocery stores, how to identify those healthy items, and make sure that you go home with great foods that you can cook to feed and nourish your body and stay healthy. So, if you want to learn more about that, go back last week and check out that episode. Also, make sure that you follow us on Super Humanistic on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, getting all those ramped up. So, you'll find recipes and pictures of us, of course, and pictures of food. So, for all the foodies out there, that might be a good option for you to check out. This week, we're going to be talking about posture. Talking about all the downsides of not having good posture, the benefits of having good posture, and also some ways to make sure that you do have good posture. So, some of the downsides are going to be back and neck pain. So, anytime that you have poor posture, that puts a lot of extra stress on certain muscles that surround your back. And that's going to lead to stress and pain and discomfort in that back and neck area. So that is one downside of having bad posture. Also, breathing difficulties can happen. So if you're slouching and hunching, that kind of compresses your lungs. Therefore, you're not able to take that full deep breath and get that breath and the air all the way down to the bottom of your stomach where it needs to go. So that is another downside of the poor posture, which can also lead to some fatigue because you have a misalignment of the body. It just causes some general muscle fatigue and causes certain areas of your body to actually work harder. So it's good to have that posture to avoid that. Also, digestive issues can arise just because, again, you're kind of slouching and compressing all those stomach muscles and organs that kind of lead to processing all your food and water. So you want to try to avoid that. Headaches are another issue that can arise with having bad posture. I think you'll talk a little bit more about that in more detail. And then also reduced flexibility and mobility. So over time, poor posture can lead to muscle imbalances and decreased joint mobility. Definitely want to avoid that, especially as you get older. You want to continue to stay mobile and active into your old age. And if you follow a lot of the tips that we have on our podcast, you'll be able to maintain that mobility as you get older in age. So, do you want to talk to us about some of the benefits of having good posture?
Yeah. So, with good posture, kind of piggybacking off of all of those bad, negative things of a poor or slouched posture, with good posture, you're going to have better breathing. So, like my husband was saying, you're able to then open up your lungs more when you have good posture. So you're getting that full breath of air and actually able to get into that deeper, like, belly breathing a lot easier with a better posture. Digestion, another positive of good posture is you're going to have better digestion as well. Again, my husband said that when we're slouching, we're crunching kind of all of those organs, and that includes your digestive tract. So we want to make sure that we're sitting up tall so that everything, all of your muscles, all of your organs are able to work as they're intended to work. Boosting your confidence is a good benefit, and like immediately I see that in myself as soon as I'm like, okay, making myself aware of my posture, and as I correct my posture, I'm like, oh, I feel more confident already. So it definitely does have a boost of your confidence. Better energy levels as well. I know my husband said that because when you're slouching, you're getting less air, so that creates that fatigue. And just slouching, your muscles aren't intended to do that. We're like really supposed to have a better posture. Even at a young age, you'll notice children naturally have good postures. And then over time, we kind of just get to where we're slouching. So we need to be aware of our posture, and it creates more energy when we are able to get that full breath of air in our organs, muscles, and tendons are working how they're intended to work when we have a better posture and a better alignment in our muscles. So better energy levels enhances your circulation with that. So we're not like restricting any blood from going to the muscles and organs that they're supposed to go to. You'll notice I get sometimes like when I'm sleeping, even if I have my arm in a weird position, I'll notice that I am now numb in my hand because all of my blood wasn't able to circulate. Well, that's similar to like having poor posture, right? If we're not straight, and your body's not in alignment, you're kind of restricting that blood from being able to go to all of your extremities. So making sure that we have good posture so that we have better blood flow as well. And then it makes you look slimmer and younger. So when we are standing up tall, naturally our stomachs are going in, and holding your core does help with better posture position as well. So just having the better posture or a proper posture, you're taking 3 to 5 pounds off right there. So easy tip to look slimmer also, is just having good posture.
Might be adding a couple inches to you as well. And yeah. I know I need all the height I can get. So when I always sit up straight just so I can make sure that as I age, hopefully I keep all of my height and don't get shorter. So.
True. Yeah, they do say you get shorter as you age. So maybe that's something to that. And then the headaches. So with better posture or a good posture, your alignment, the muscles aren't restricted in any way. So those, like sometimes you'll get muscle tension headaches, especially like my husband was saying, like your neck starts to hurt, your shoulders might start to hurt. So with that proper alignment, those muscle tension headaches will start to disappear. And then better core strength. So as mentioned, your core, like immediately as you align your posture or your spine, your core, your stomach is kind of going in. Well, it's tightening those muscles within your stomach just by sitting up straight. So you're going to have a better core strength as well with proper posture. And then reduces that neck pain. So that range of motion, we're no longer hunched over, we're up tall. It's gonna reduce the pain that you see in your neck and shoulders that you get from that poor posture as well. So some tips and tricks on how to achieve a better posture and what kind of to look for as you're thinking about what is a good posture. So a good posture, I'm sitting down right now, but you're gonna want your back to be as straight as it can. Your shoulders are pulled back. You'll actually feel it in your chest as you pull your shoulders back that you're able to take in more breath all of a sudden. And then your ears should be aligned with your shoulders, maybe even a little back from your shoulders. So it does take some practice now that we've gotten out of the habit of a good posture. But keeping your neck in alignment, your ears over your shoulders, and your shoulders back. So that is what a good posture is. You don't want that much of a bend in your back. So keeping your core tightened as well helps with your posture. Tip one, to make sure that you are that you are practicing, because just like every sport or activity, it does take practice to get back to our good postures. So tip one is to move around frequently, right? If you notice that you're at your desk at work or even at home, maybe you're watching TV with the family or eating dinner, aim to move around every 30 minutes or when you start to notice that you're starting to now go back to a slouch, you wanna make sure that you're just being mindful of your posture. So moving around frequently, getting up, standing up helps to then get your mind back to like a proper alignment. So tip number two then is to check in with yourself often. You can do like a post-it note on your computer. I have lots of post-it notes on like the bottom by my keyboard. So it helps remind me, oh yeah, I should focus on my posture right now. So just having that reminder, you could also set like your watch, if you have a smartwatch or your Fitbit, same thing, smartwatch. but set like those timers to go off throughout the day to help you remember to keep a good posture. Tip number three is just like everything that takes practice, remember that you are practicing this, so be kind to yourself. For tip number three, it does take practice. Don't get upset if you notice you're starting to slouch more. Just be mindful of that moment, accept it as is, and move on correcting your posture moving forward. Tip number four is to set reminders on your calendar. I know I rely heavily on my calendar at work because I have many meetings that I'm in. So setting like those reminders on my calendar of like, check your posture, helps me then to remember to check my posture and make sure that I am in better alignment. Again, you can use like your watch or your phone, something just as a reminder to check your posture throughout the day. You want, again, for your shoulders to be back, and both your front and back neck muscles should be working to keep your head in alignment too. Tip number five, the longer that you're working at strengthening, the more natural it will become for a better posture. Some things that you can do though to help, since you are using your core a lot to keep your posture in alignment, is those core exercises. So I know we aim for 10 minutes daily of some sort of core workout, whether it be straight core conditioning, doing some ab work, or like just focusing on holding your stomach muscles in. Both are really good for you. The more that you work on strengthening your core, the better your posture will be. Tip number six is practice breathing exercises. So now that you're opened more in your chest, practice those breathing exercises. You'll notice the difference if you're slouching versus being in a better alignment. So practicing that and being aware of how you're breathing and how your breath is in those moments helps you to then remember to have proper alignment. Number seven is to focus on relaxing your jaw as well. So keeping your jaw relaxed as you're in that alignment and having a good posture helps for you to keep relaxed in your neck and your shoulders as well. And then tip number eight is to practice. We do once a week of back workouts. So practicing pulling your shoulders back and having them back. You could do some shoulder workouts as well. With the proper alignment in your spine and having a really good posture, you're going to notice the difference in your workouts as well. So keeping that posture, you'll notice that those muscles you're intending to work on are actually being worked to the full capacity with that proper posture and alignment in your spine. So tip eight was to practice shoulder pullbacks and remember to do those back workouts as well.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, you mentioned getting up and moving constantly. I think one thing you can do to design your life a little bit is drink lots of water. You'll stay hydrated, and then you'll need to get up and pee a lot while you're at work. So that's one way to get moving as well.
Yeah.
I try to stay conscious of my posture, especially when we're sitting on the couch and watching TV. I'll make it a point not to sit all the way back and use the back part of the couch as a support. I'll sit closer to the front of the couch and just sit up straight as we're watching a movie or a show, and just try to think about it and stay in that posture. So that's another good tip to try there as well. And also make sure that you have some ergonomic equipment at your desk for work. So a chair that fits you properly, make sure it's adjusted properly. We'll talk more about that in the future, but feel free to Google how to sit properly in a chair, and it'll talk to you about how high your chair should be in correlation to your desk, where the armrest should be, and all those type of things. So that's very important, especially if you have a desk job where you're sitting all day. And standing desks are always, of course, great to have, so you can practice getting up, standing up, and that'll help improve your posture and all those things as well. Also, proper footwear is important, and also making sure that your footwear is sized properly for your feet and very supportive. I know New Balance is a pretty good option when it comes to that. Going down to the store there, they have various equipment they can use to measure your foot, as well as take images of how you stand and all those type of things to get you fitted for the shoes with the right support. And as always, seek professional help such as a chiropractor or a physical therapist if you feel like you need some more extensive work done on your posture. Mm-hmm. So, do we have a challenge for them this week?
Yes. really just incorporating like those back workouts to see the change in your posture. So I was gonna say to set a timer. I think that's a really big challenge for this week. So starting with something a little bit smaller, if you feel like you're ready for that bigger challenge, you can set your timer and do that for like a daily reminder. Try it for a week and see how your posture is at the end of that week. Maybe do like a beginning of the week check in with yourself, set those timers, make note, be mindful of your posture throughout the week. At the last day, do another mindful moment of like where your posture is at the end of the week. If that's too much for you, I totally understand that is a lot to do on a daily basis. Maybe just incorporating then one day of back workouts, making sure like you're keeping that proper alignment in your back to strengthen those back muscles to help with better posture. I'm adding in some core workout as well.
Sounds good. All right, get out there and complete that challenge, and make sure that you follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and all other social platforms. Super humanistic on everything. And as always, take one new step today toward a healthier life. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.